Well, the way I like to look at the boundaries is that the boundary is an effect of something else rather than a thing itself. And I like to look at it that way because if we're experiencing a lack of a boundary, it means that we're letting our focus go to something that is outside of us that we don't necessarily want to be focused on. And so it would seem that a wall is the perfect thing to keep that all out. But in fact, in my experience, I find that the wall is the effect of being focused inwards. And so when I'm finding that I'm unbounded, instead of trying to put something up, I like.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We're here with you, always doing the show, weekend edition here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hello there, Fred.
Good to see you. What was that all about?
Good. We're having a good show here today, and we're going to be talking some sports. Anyway, a lot of news today in the world of sports. The big news is you and I have been handicapping some great stuff on as far as football goes. And last week, we were, we only had three losses, but we lost the football pool. Some woman had only one wrong.
We got beat three times, and she got beat once.
Week before, we won. So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And you and I didn't go with the Rams, even though they had that. How'd that new quarterback work out for the Rams?
You know.
What?
I think it's a success because he didn't get hammered.
Yeah, I thought he did pretty well. I think a lot of terms is in the play calling there with these Rams. A little bit.
Well, look, there's like 60 guys on a team, you know, so you can't hang everything on one guy.
You got to have coaching.
Specifically does something wrong.
You know, got to have coaching coming through as well, too.
What's that noise? Is that the end of the segment?
Apparently somebody had something strange going on, so I'm good. I'm glad we got this going. Anyway, Jared Goff is going to be facing a tough test here against Drew Brees and the Saints. That's going to be a big Sunday. The big Thanksgiving weekend edition here. There's so many good football games. You know, Thanksgiving Day, they got three games going. You got games throughout the weekend. It should be pretty interesting.
Well, I want to talk about when we come back, either this segment or the next one.
Yes.
Ralph Branca. He passed away.
Oh, that's sad news.
And we all know that Ralph was the man who gave up the shot heard around the world. Bobby Thompson hit a home run, 1951 National League pennant race. He died. He was 90 years of age. When we get back, we'll chat a little bit about him and why he's important.
All right, it is the PM show. This is the lounge, the sports lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn on CRN.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I got my Christmas lights out. They're a huge, tangled, non-working mess.
I showed Dominic our LED light sets. They last longer than traditional lights, and they're on a reel, so they're easier to handle.
Ace is a place that knows nothing takes the joy out of Christmas like untangling lights that don't even light.
Visit your neighborhood Ace now and get $3 in instant savings on select reels of LED holiday lights. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Offer valid through November 30th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Limit 4.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro Defensive End, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Did you say Sports Lounge?
Yes, we're in the lounge. It's the Sports Lounge. We talk sports here in the lounge.
Well, it's not a lounge, per se.
I am.
It's a
studio. I got my shoes off.
All right.
Cocktail going.
Hey, listen, you know.
I can't change anything. You are like, you're so into every little nuance.
Yeah.
That nothing escapes you. You're like looking at everything.
Well, I do. That's what I do.
What's with that shirt you're wearing?
This is a great shirt. You should have a shirt. You know our affiliation with Solar Optimum.
I don't have a shirt. Well, I got this old.
Yeah, I'll fill you in on what's happening.
I got this thing at one of those. Press for
Less. You know, by the time we come back on the air, get rid of that.
All right, what do you got for us there, Fred Dreyer?
Well, look,
it's a sad day in the world of baseball.
Well, Ralph Branca, you know, he was a Dodger pitcher, and 1951 National League pennant. It was a 3-game playoff series, and both teams, the Giants, 51 Giants and 51 Dodgers, were tied up at 2 games apiece. And Don Newcomb was chucking away. He got two people on base, and so they took Don Newcomb out and brought in Ralph Branca out of the bullpen. And the second pitch, he serves up to Bobby Thompson, and he jerks it right down the left field line in what they now call a shot heard around the world. This was
the guy went nuts and said the Giants win the pennant. Is that
Russ Hodges? He
must have
yelled it. He yelled it about 50 times.
Giants win the pennant. Giants win the pennant. That's it.
We don't need to relive it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
He said it about 50 times.
Yeah. So, but the point is that what happened in the Giants come back. They were 12 and a half games behind the Dodgers, and they caught them. And the last day of the year, Ralph Branca comes up and salts it away for them. And the odd thing is that not only was Ralph Branca the 15th son of 17 children.
Wow.
But there's got to be a baseball player in there somewhere. The odds are too great. So,
you almost have two teams there for
You do. And
one shy of, let's play two.
Yeah. So what happens is Branca and Thompson became very good friends as the years rolled
on. They did?
Yeah, they did. The card shows and all the personal appearances in New York area. And they became good friends, and it was a way. But Branca asked his preacher, his pastor of his church, why me?
And he talked to a priest about that.
He
sat down. He says, "Why has this happened to me? Why did it happen to me?"
And he said, "Because you could handle it."
When you're saying they became friends, obviously Ralph Branca was strong enough to handle it because Thompson's going to be a friend. He hit the home run. He's happy. Ralph Branca's the guy that gave it the home run up. And so that's how they got together and relive this. And, this is the heart of the Dodger-Giant rivalry because there's real competition between the Dodgers and Giants over the years when they were in New York together, now in California together. And this thing goes way back. And the Giants usually – in my life have always choked towards the end of the year. And recently they've not done that. That's why they've been in some World Series and won them, and they've come back a lot. But this was kind of in the middle of that where the Giants really came back, and then they sort of faltered a little bit in there and never had won a World Series until recently.
Well, the Dodgers became known, oddly enough, for losing to the Yankees all those years.
That's true.
A negative stardom, as right. you might say. But for the most part, it was one of the great things of – I was 5 years of age in 1951.
You were? What year was this? So a day,
1951.
This was at the end. I wasn't born yet.
This is October 51.
October, yeah, I wasn't born yet.
You weren't?
Yeah, just escaped that one by a month or so. Anyway
– they call it the Miracle on Coogan's Bluff.
Why did they call it the Miracle on Coogan's Bluff?
Because they came back from 12 and a half back. And Coogan's Bluff is where the Polo Grounds is.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Now,
do you know your history?
No,
your
Ralph Branca was a contestant. I do know this little fun fact. On the old TV show Concentration.
Yeah.
In 1963, he was on there. And listen to this. He won 17 consecutive times. So the guy was a smart kind of cookie, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but he still gave up the home run.
Wait, see, that's the problem. Guys like you.
What do you mean, guys like me?
I was just on Concentration.
You were thinking it.
I won 17 consecutive times, and then some guy like you goes, but you gave up the home run to Bobby Thompson.
You know, the truth of the matter is, that's like a burr in the saddle for the rest of your life, and how you ride changes with that fact.
He started, listen to this, Ralph Branca, and I hope you'll just appreciate this, started BAT, the baseball assistant teams. It helps former ball players who fall on hard times.
Yep.
And he and his wife, Ralph and his wife, Ann, had two daughters, Patricia and Mary.
Yep. Who was Mary married to?
Mary, I don't know. She was married to who?
Bobby Valentine.
Oh, wow. So there you go. Another baseball legend.
See?
But see, Ralph still gave up the home run to Bobby Thompson.
Bobby still gave it up to him.
Yeah. Now you got me doing it.
Well,
that's terrible.
But that's okay.
I'm sorry, Ralph.
He
was a good relief pitcher, wasn't he?
Ralph Branca was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had the best. He posted his best season in 1947. Listen to this.
Yeah. What?
Listen to this, you relief pitchers out there. You can't say anything about Ralph Branca here. He had a 21-12 record in 1947. 21 wins, 12 losses. He had a 2.67 ERA. This guy would be making $10 million a year with numbers like that in today's Major League Baseball world.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Of course.
He was the second youngest pitcher to win 20 games a year in the first of his three consecutive All-Star Game selections. He could have a clause in his contract where if he made the All-Star team, he makes another couple of mil.
Yeah, well, Coogan's Bluff wasn't the same afterwards.
No, but he gave up that home run.
He gave up that home run.
He gave it up.
51 World Series. Who did they play? Who did the Giants play in the World Series?
I forget. Did they win that series? I don't even know. Do you know that?
51 series?
Yeah, the 51 series. Come on.
Didn't they play the Yankees?
That's a good guess. Just say it. Nobody's going to look it up.
Didn't they play the Yankees?
I think so.
I think they did.
I think they
lost, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
54, they played the Indians.
They lost. The Giants always lost the World Series up until Bruce Bochy managed them, and he's one of the great managers of our time.
Well, do you know that they have better stats than the Dodgers? It's a better stat franchise than the Dodgers are.
Over the years?
Over the years.
Well, the Dodgers have more World Series victories, though. As long as you mentioned, the only time that the Dodgers really had a bad time was back in 1951 when Ralph Branca
Giants have got like 8 World Series championships.
Who?
The Giants.
Not since they've been in San Francisco.
No, but the franchise. You know, it does live other than San Francisco. You know, it does live.
Giants lost to the Angels. Remember when they thought the Dusty Baker thought he had that one all sewn up, and he had that little kid of his out there almost getting bashed in the head by the guys running around the bases, and they had to sweep him off the field. JT Snow to get him off the field, and those Angels and Mike Socha came back and laid one down on him. I think Ralph Branca was pitching for the Giants at that time and gave up the win to the Angels.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's what I think.
And but, you know, Branca, 90, he lived a great life, and people...
He's going to be missed.
He, well, His family will miss him. I'm not going to miss him.
Now, Vin Scully, since we're talking a little baseball here, he gets this medal pinned on him by outgoing President Barack Obama.
Yep.
And he has now been announced as one of the 12 finalists by Sports Illustrated for their annual Sports Person of the Year Award. So Vinny, along with 900 individuals, Simone Biles, Usain Bolt, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Jimmy Johnson, Katie Ledecky, Von Miller, Michael Phelps, I don't have to name them all, Brianna Stewart, two teams are also there. Leicester City of FC and the Chicago Cubs are on this list. Anyway, Vinny, for 67 years, calling probably that 1951 Ralph Branca where he gave up the home run to Bobby Thompson.
Well, he was there because would be an interesting thing for him to comment on.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be.
And Russ Hodges was there as well,
I'd like
too.
To ask Vinny one question.
The Giants win the pennant!
Yeah.
The Giants win the pennant!
Yeah.
The Giants win the pennant!
Enough.
Just reliving.
You got to stop drinking at lunch. You just have to.
We have Russ Hodges here in the studio. Russ, thank you. Just when we cue you, when Fred points at you, that's when you deliver the point at it one more time. Go ahead, Fred.
What?
The Giants win the pennant!
Yeah, that's enough.
The Giants win the pennant!
That's enough.
The Giants win the pennant!
That's enough.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little break, and we come back more from the Sports Lounge.
You're in the lounge. I'm in the studio.
Sports Lounge with I'm Michael Horton. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer here from CRN. CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about $1 a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The legendary, we call him the Sultan. He had two safeties in one game in the same period some 43 years ago.
They call it a quarter. This isn't a hockey game.
The Sultan of safeties, the all-pro defensive end, one and only Fred Dreyer, also known as Hunter on television for all those years.
You know, I'm looking through my notes, as I always do.
You always
prepare. I drive around town looking through my notes.
Yeah, and be careful because you got pulled over that one time.
Yeah, I know. The Dodgers are to unveil Jackie Robinson's statue in 2017. Now, if someone were to tell me, did you know that Jackie Robinson did not have a statue? I would be very, very surprised and somewhat disappointed.
They've retired his number. Every major league team has retired number 47.
So, what they're going to do, there's going to have a ceremony April 15th of 2017. It'll coincide with the 70th anniversary of Robinson's major league debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers, when he officially broke the Major League Baseball's color barrier. The statue will be approximately 10 feet tall.
Wow.
Enough, though, the exact place where it stands has yet to be announced. Where do you think they should put Jackie Robinson?
Right at the entrance, the main entrance of Dodger Stadium. Come on, there's no more historic figure in Dodger folklore and history than Jackie Robinson. Should be at the most prominent place where you walk into the stadium. I would actually... If they could sort of guard it off so people wouldn't crash into it, I'd put it right behind the pitcher's mound, just in front of second base.
I don't think it would bother anybody. I was going to say at second base because he stole second base so many times.
There you go. And they could just move it. Maybe it could rise up from the ground and then go back down again during the game and then come back up.
Those are
interesting. When a ground ball is hit, the glove could be there. And Jackie Robinson is such a good player, probably whammo, that ball gets stuck right in the glove.
But you know what's interesting about... They should do it quickly because
they should have a statue for Jackie Robinson.
The last Dodger game I went to, which was last year in 15, they had Jackie Robinson's widow come.
Yeah,
come out.
And
Rachel Robinson.
She should be there for this.
Well, of course, thanks. So she comes out, and the guest singer for the national anthem is some God unknown rapper. I didn't know who he was. I asked around. Who the hell's this guy? And nobody kind of really knew. He said, "Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he's kind of interesting. Okay, fine."
So you don't want that guy.
See, here's what happens.
Yeah.
So he got a bigger ovation than Rachel Robinson.
Nah, see, that's not good. I'm telling you right now, the statue needs to be in the most prominent place in Dodger Stadium as you enter the stadium. And Rachel needs to be there, and the daughter. And I'm telling you,
Of course.
This has got to be the big deal.
I just got a
tweet here from my friend Rainier over at Solar Optimum. He says, now that they've unveiled this Jackie Robinson statue, is it going to be another 50 years before Vin Scully gets one? They should get a Vin Scully statue up there.
Well, Vinny should be out there, certainly. A gigantic 10-foot-tall microphone with his head behind it.
Thanks to Rainier for saying that. You know, a lot of people sit around listening to the show with their cell phones, looking at text messages and things while we're doing the show, and they, on occasion, send us out some tweets and stuff. They can follow you on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Yes.
In case some people want to do that. Or they can follow you on Facebook. That's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Or they could simply email you at Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. I can see people shaking their heads out there right now going, yeah, I think I'll send Fred a note.
Yeah, they should.
But they should.
I'm going through them right now. I got my friend Lillian just sent me one from Norway.
All right. What did she say?
She says, I hope all is going well in your life. Of course, I saw her about 2 weeks ago. She was here in town. I saw her.
Did she come into the studio?
No, she did not come here.
Yeah.
No, I don't want her to come here.
Why not? That's not nice to say. Robert Conrad brings all his listeners in the studio from time to time.
This is more than a listener.
All right, here's breaking news for you hockey fans out there. And you and I are big Los Angeles Kings fans, but apparently they have unveiled Bill Foley, the owner of the stadium and the franchise there in Las Vegas, have unveiled the new name of the hockey team in Las Vegas. And it's not the 7-come-11s. It's not the roulettes. Not that either. It's not the blackjacks. You know, not that. It's not the
that's a good name,
strip
Blackjack.
Pokers. That was a name that they had up there for a while. Did you like that one, too? It's going to be the...
No, I didn't like that.
The Golden Knights.
Golden.
What a stupid name for a team, the Golden Knights. What kind of jackets are they going to have? Like gold? This team is destined, is doomed. The Golden Knights.
I don't think a professional sports team in Vegas would be viable.
I don't know.
I think of all of them, I think basketball might be one because it's indoors and you can. It's a good betting sport.
Well, the Kings are, you know, they have a crown. They can wear their crown. What do you have with the Golden Knights? What is that all about? And I've never seen a Golden Knight. I see, like, the armor is always silver to me. What's a Golden Knight? I think they should be called the Good Knights. And that way people can fall asleep during the games if they're not too good.
Yeah. Oh, sayonara. Like the Sayonara 5.
What is that? That's their new name, and they're going to next season is they're going to be an expansion team there, and they've got they're talking about a new head coach for the team up
for,
there
for who
for the Golden Knights. Bill Foley, who's the Golden Knights owner,
and so they've got
6 or 7 candidates.
Well, you know the Raiders are due to
tell me that story.
Well, the Raiders are sniffing around going into Vegas. It's true.
I'd say stay
it's
out.
True that the league has not blocked it, but at the same time. They would love it if the Chargers stayed in San Diego and the Raiders stayed where they were.
Why do you say that?
They don't want people hopping around. They just don't. They want those venues. San Diego, they don't want San Diego without a team. They don't want Oakland without a team. They just don't.
But Oakland, they're close. They got the 49ers who are having a stellar year this
difference.
Year.
But the point
are
is,
they still playing or did they quit?
Who?
The 49ers. Are they still playing the season or did they just stop?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask Colin Kaepernick. He's running the show.
Oh, that's right. He's kneeling. That's just why they don't win any games, because a lot of their guys just kneel, and it's tough. So anyway, they don't think the league does not want he played football. You know,
they want stability. They don't want Georgia leaving for St. Louis 22 years ago, but nobody had the guts or the fortitude to say you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true, right? They should have said that then. What about Stan Kroenke bringing the Rams back to Los Angeles? The league let that happen.
Well, that's because they should have never left.
That's true.
You know, so the point is that right now Oakland has reached a deal with Ronnie Lott's group. Do you know Ronnie Lott, Hall of Fame safety for the 49ers?
Yeah.
SC guy. In hopes for a new stadium. Yeah. They're trying to do anything to get outside monies to come in. And here's the other thing. Mark Davis, will not take on an equity partner.
Oh, so that's a problem.
And they're saying, and rightfully so, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, this guy should do everything he possibly can to bring in some money to help make the difference to get the land from Oakland and then build a stadium just like Kroenke's doing.
He
doesn't have, you know, $10 trillion. But the point is, if he brought in an equity partner, the right equity partner at 40%,
there you go.
He'd have enough equity to build a nice stadium, anything you wanted, and stay up there. So a lot of people are asking the league, make him bring in, you know, put the pressure on him to bring in an equity partner. So anyway, the point is that they're now doing a deal with Ronnie Lott's group to help maybe – kind of do that. Bring in some people, equity people. You know, he has an equity investment firm, Ronnie. He also has a Mercedes-Benz and a Toyota franchise.
Wow.
So he's doing okay for himself.
Sell a few cars, maybe get a stadium.
But what he'll do, he'll go out and find partners, equity partners, to help Mark Davis, people who are willing to invest specifically in building a new stadium.
Now, what about St. Louis? You think they'll ever get a team back?
St. Louis? I certainly hope not.
You don't? What, St. Louis ever had a successful, really good football franchise there?
They're one of
the
only
Cardinals.
Only city, I believe, that's lost two professional franchises?
That's a good. That's a trivia question. You could be right.
They lost. They couldn't keep the first one. Then an owner
in the same.
I played against the Cardinals when I was with the
Washington. The Washington Senators. They lost a couple of baseball teams.
When I played for the Giants, 1969 to 1971. Billy Bidwell and the Cardinals were terrible then, and the same complaints were being made about him as they made 40 years later when he wound up saying, you know, if you don't give me this and give me that, I'm going to go to Arizona. And they said, see you later. They wanted a football team in St. Louis, but they didn't want him.
Yeah, so they let him go.
But they let him go.
Then they must have really wanted a team bad enough they brought Georgia Frontierian.
Oh,
they, yeah. I think they should do a new expansion franchise there. Maybe the St. Louis Golden Mugs, because they've got, you know, the breweries and everything there. Or the St. Louis Brews. That would be good. The Brewskis.
What are you talking about?
I'm naming the new football franchise when it gets to St. Louis. The Brewskis.
There's not going to be another football
the Mugs.
Team. They're just not going to. They've had
Hold
their shot.
On taps.
They had their shot.
That's it. That's a Fred Dreyer.
Well, I mean, I'm just reading the tea leaves.
All right.
I mean, if they want to go out and get a football team, that city wants to sink into another deal with a football team, then that's fine. But it shouldn't be there. Arizona, you know, stepped up. They built a nice stadium. I've been to that stadium. It's a very nice stadium. It's a very space age stadium. You know that field. It's a natural turf field, and it rolls out into the sunlight.
The field does?
The field slides out like a donut tray.
Yeah.
And they can water it and get sun and plant it and sod it and then wheel it back in when they want to play on it.
They have old fashions just glazed on that donut
tray.
They have
anything, sprinkles, anything you want.
That's good. We'll continue on the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And, of course, the acting legend, the star of Hunter, the star of Land's End. I could go on and on with the list. This guy, of course, just last year, started with Sharon Stone and Agent X. He was in Crisis on NBC the year before that. He is the actor extraordinaire in the football presence here at the CRN Broadcast Lounge, the Sports Lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Sharon was good, by the way.
Yeah, she was. That was pretty fun to work with her, I'll bet, huh?
I've known her a long time, actually.
I bet you have.
I'm not name-dropping. I'm just giving you facts.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about that someday here in the Sports Lounge.
Yeah, well,
I'll get myself a nice, cool beer, and you can tell some stories to us.
Well,
just like you and Liz Taylor.
You can turn your, how's your energy bill going?
Speaking of energy. What do you mean? My home?
Your home.
I'm ripped. Let me tell you this. I got the Department of Water and Power, and listen to this, a true story. I turned off the master to my house, and my power meter was still turning. So I called them out.
That's finally, a tip off.
It took them like 8 months to get there to put a new meter in there. Let me tell you, I've been getting ripped off. My power bill is probably like $700, $800 a month. It's like out of control. And I live alone.
Well, it comes every 2 months.
There.
I know.
It's like I choke off. I think I'm going to have to sell the house because the power bill, literally, my power bill is high. Higher than anybody I know. What's yours?
Well, look.
What's your power?
It comes every 2 months, as we all know.
Yeah.
Mine's last one.
$1,400 in power every 2 months.
Okay, that's you're paying $600, $700, $800
exactly,
a month.
Exactly. It's crazy.
Mine is the last one I had, and that's before the winter is setting in. So yeah, I'm not using my heater. But I've got my bill was $606 for 2 months worth of power. And, I'm pretty well fed up with it.
You're fed up with it.
No, I
am.
That'd
be a bargain by that bill.
I mean, that's $600 times
12.
What? Well, no, $600 times 6.
Yeah.
That's $3,600 a month.
Six, thank you. Yeah.
That's $3,600 a year that you're getting jacked.
Yeah.
And, I'm kind of tired of it, But the point is that the people at Solar Optimum, our good friend Rainier.
That's the shirt you're wearing today.
That's it right here. Our good friend Rainier D'Ocampo and Skip Garrett. They're the marketing gurus over there.
Skip Garrett, he played for USC, didn't he?
Yeah. No, he became the athletic director.
I think so.
But they
I could be wrong.
They've just got a great product, Solar Optimum.
So what is Solar Optimum?
It's
solar energy.
Solar energy on your roof.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I was talking. They have these guys sometimes at these big home stores and stuff, and they, you got a minute to talk to you about this? And it's like everybody is scared that they're going to pay too much for the. They think, well, solar energy sounds good, but how much does it cost? And in my case, I got like an aging roof that's about 20 years old, at least, maybe older. I want to make sure I got a good roof. Then I would consider putting this on there. So do these guys come and check everything out? And
well,
let
they
you
do
know,
everything. They do everything expertly. They get up on your
so
roof.
So they check the roof.
They go inside on top, and they make sure that when they adhere those panels to your roof, they're going on the studs, on the beams, in your roof. They just don't put it through the...
See, some people just put it, if these fly-by-nighters, if you don't get the right guys,
they put it right there.
It blows off during the
windstorm. And the 2x6s or 2x8s.
Yeah,
and so there's no problem. You can walk on your roof, and they do... Matter of fact, it's a lot better when they leave than it was when they show up.
Well, see, I would consider that. Here's the thing. With my power bill the way it is, if someone told me I could save like half, a quarter of what I'm paying, and it would cost me less in the long run making payments for the solar energy, I would switch in a heartbeat to get that done because it would be saving me dollars.
Well,
I'm sick of paying the money that I pay to the power company. I'm just sick of it. It's money out of your pocket.
We're in a time when people are fed up with intrusion by government, whether it's local, federal, or state. It doesn't make any difference, my $600 every 2 months, your $1,800 every 2 months. I can give you a list of people who cringe every time that power bill. You know, the power bill is like about an inch thick when it's delivered, because there are like four pages in there explaining to you how many different ways they're ripping you off.
And sometimes, like, your trash collection is based on your water usage. So if you happen to use a little too much water, all of a sudden your trash collection bill is way up there. So I'm sick of the whole thing. I would want to lower the rate. And here's another thing. In fact, I think it was that company you're talking about that I saw, where they do backup.
Solar Optimum.
Solar Optimum do the backup generators. Because here's the thing. If you live in earthquake country, if you live where there's tornadoes, you live where the power is going to be knocked out, if you had this solar energy thing set up and it charged batteries and kept your house going, all of a sudden, who needs the power company? Because now you got a heater to keep yourself warm in the winter. You're the guy on the block when you drive down the street. Everybody's lights are out. You at least got the lights on in your house. Now, I would really go for that. And I think these are the guys that do it, don't they?
Well, they do.
The backup energy supply?
Not only that, they serve all of Southern California, L.A., Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Diego, San Luis Obispo, Kern County, and Imperial County. So when they say Southern California, they got it covered.
Yes.
And so if you're tired of getting ripped off, if you're tired of giving your money or having your money confiscated, I look at it that way. You know, the government's coming in to sending you a nice little bill saying, you know, it's that time of month again, you know, and we're going to pound you, and they're going to take your money. What are you getting from it? You're getting a lot of headache. You know, a lot of people could use that $600
for Christmas presents.
For Christmas presents. I knew exactly what my granddaughter Emma would have wanted, a $606 computer.
Is that what she wants? Emma
yeah,
wants
you
a computer?
Know, I mean, of course they all want computers.
That's good.
But anyway.
Anyway, so that's good
contact,
you brought
that up. Contact our folks there. Give Rainier D'Ocampo a chat over there, you know, at 800-552-9970.
I want to write that one down. You're talking about this. I want to know. 800, what is it?
800-552-9970.
552-9970.
Solar Optimum, or go to solaroptimum.com.
O-P-T-I-M-U-M. Thank you. So I'll make sure that's spelled.
Optimum.
All right, thank you. That's good. That's
O-P-T-I-M-U-M.
Good. Now, this weekend, you got your Jared Goff going for a second game against Drew Brees of the Saints. What do you think's going on there? What's your thought on that game there? It's being played in New Orleans.
Look, you know what I said when they.
You're moving my camera there that. Thank you very much.
I was?
Yeah, thank you very much.
But you're okay.
No, I'm not. Just there, thank you. Now I'm off. Go ahead.
There you go. What do I think of Jared Goff?
Yes.
I think he's going to be fine.
That was the question.
But here's the problem. The team isn't bad because of the quarterback play. The team is bad because they don't have any receivers. They don't have an offensive line.
What about the run?
I'm explaining it to you.
Thank you.
Can't pass block. And they don't do a very good job with their tight ends. They got a terrific defense, but they're running out of gas. They're in the 10th game now, and what do you have? You've got a team that's going to get very weary in the last two or three weeks of the season. And you know, look, you know, if you're not a good football team, and they're not a good football team, I figured they were going to be 6-10. Remember when I told you that?
Yeah, you told me that.
And I hadn't seen them at all. I didn't know anything about their personnel.
4-6 now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they're something like that. But the way they play, they don't take games. You know,
what do you mean by don't take games?
Well, that sport is based on breaking your opponent's will.
Yes.
You have to play like you mean it.
Right.
And they just barely get by. They barely get enough yards running. They barely get enough passes caught. And, you know, they don't score a lot of points. In the last two or three games, they haven't scored that many points. You know, and they, in the last game they played, I think it was Miami at the Coliseum, they were up, you know, 10-7.
Yep.
And they get beat 14-10 in the last couple of minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And so the part of the game,
if you're a Rams fan,
the part of the game defense that you're depending on is now made vulnerable toward the end of the game.
You play defense, all pro defensive end. Does the defense, if you've got to really get on that field all the time because there's no offense on, in the case of the Rams, do you get broken down as the season wears on and all
real
of a sudden?
Real fast.
Right?
It can happen very fast.
Because they got a good defense to start with, but then you're out there all the time, more than half the game, and you're going like, I don't know if I can handle
it. Yeah. But that's what you get. And, you know, the Rams, look, if I were a general manager and this quarterback came along.
Yep. Jared Goff.
Yeah, I would have just said, I can get another quarterback if I want. I can go get another quarterback if
I want.
What
would you have done
that
instead?
That would be serviceable.
Right.
That would allow me to go out and get about five offensive linemen. And if you pay attention to what Dallas did, they went out while they were losing and they spent all their draft choices on offensive linemen. And so Dallas arguably has the best offensive line
in football.
But my point is, good coaching and a talented offensive line goes a long way. And you don't have to have a Jared Goff behind a mediocre line. And the problem is they didn't want to have to do this. They were forced to do it. Case Keenum isn't the reason that the team is 4-6. Case Keenum is only being given the offense that he's being given. I guess this coming weekend, the Rams are going to be playing in New Orleans.
Well, here's the deal. Listen to this.
And you're going to see what a good quarterback
is. Jared Goff was the number one overall draft pick, okay? But listen, he was operating last week under his first professional game on a very, very conservative offensive approach. And now they're going to do it again this week. They're going to be tightening him down. They got to let these guys, Keenum or Goff, kind of call some of their games. Is how they see it from the field, don't you think?
Well,
loosen it up.
They can't give Goff that. It's not fair
to
him.
That's true.
But what I mean is, you can get a serviceable quarterback that can execute the offense, that can make all the throws, and you can get by. What you want to be able to do is you want to be competitive. You know, 6-10 is not competitive.
No.
You've got to at least win 8-9 games. And then, you know, you can tell the audience and the fan base anything you want to tell them. But they've got to see you. They have to see you perform.
The Rams, anemic offense, great defense. Then you got the Saints with Drew Brees. My gosh, this guy's 37 years of age. He's leading the NFL right now with 328 passing yards per game, 26 touchdown passes.
Yep.
This is his best football he's played since 2011.
That's right.
So I'm looking for the. I'm glad we picked the New Orleans Saints.
We picked them.
Yeah. I think they're going to hand it to the Rams. This is going to be a tough game for the Rams.
Well, you know.
They have to get some breaks to win this
and
game.
And you're going to see them send, the Saints, send a lot of people on all kinds of different plays. They're going to mix up what they call a pre-snap look. And so he's going to come up to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to go, wait a minute, where's it coming from? And they're going to make problems tough for him.
Because I'm no expert like you played the game, but I can tell you the Rams game is a lot of short runs that get the guy gets a Gurley gets smacked over down and everything. They're always doing these dumb runs, and then if they throw the pass, it's like small short passes. I can call their games. I can tell you what to expect just by watching their past games. That's what happens.
Well, look,
you're not arguing with me, I don't see.
Look, we figured this out. I mean, they're a mediocre team. And the holes that they have are at the offensive line of scrimmage, and of course they have an inexperienced quarterback, but they have problems and they're not going to solve them in the next couple weeks.
Look at that! I can just see the people out there right now just pouring over their electronic devices, tweeting, sending text messages into the show here today, agreeing with you. I just see it. I can almost close my eyes and see it right in front of my very eyes. This is the Sports Lounge with the one and only legendary Fred Dreyer. Final segment coming up here on CRN, the Coach Radio Network.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, You'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
At the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, Donald Trump has declared Tom Brady totally innocent in that whole Deflategate thing where Brady was suspended for 4 games at the beginning of this season. Donald Trump called the whole thing ridiculous. He said he's a friend of mine, a great guy, and he's a great athlete, obviously, but he's a winner. And he said he played better when he had the other ball. I think Tom is totally innocent. I know him. He's such an honorable guy, and I'm with him all the way.
Well, he's based on his character and the fact that they haven't proven anything.
Yeah, it's true.
So you know, that's always been a big joke, is that the league says, well, we don't care. You're guilty, and we're going to suspend you. And they just said, okay, fine, do what you want to do. So that's what that is.
That's the thing. That's what's going on. So should be an interesting week. And what do you got planned for the weekend, for Thanksgiving weekend? You going to be heading out of town or doing anything?
No, actually, here's what I decided. My granddaughter Emma said, Poppy, we want you to see you over the holidays. And I said, here's what I'm going to do.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to stay in L.A. for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then right after, I'm going to go for 4 or 5 days in between Christmas. I'm going to go to Oklahoma and see them.
In between Christmas and New Year's?
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that way, it's easy sailing. You know?
You can take the kids to see Santa Claus.
I go see them, and I can.
You can go to. Are you going to sit on Santa's knee?
I'm going to.
What are you going to ask for?
I don't know.
I'm going to ask for some Solar Optimum panels on my roof.
That and
what
maybe.
Else? What else?
I don't know.
Maybe one of those backup battery systems there if there's some power outages.
That'd be good.
Santa might come through with that.
Well, I saw him driving
the Mercedes-Benz on a TV commercial, so he might as well get
solar panels. From Solar Optimum, actually.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time. That's our show. If you missed anything,
is that it?
Log on to the website at crntalk.com/The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. And don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Yep.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him at FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred?
Thanks so very much, folks. Have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving.